Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, you guys can make fun of us all you want, but every once in a while, this show does something good. And it was not too long ago when Dana, in fact, it was last month, Dana got an email from a young lady named Kylie. And it just said, "Good morning, Ms. Wright. I hope you are doing well. I'm not sure if you remember." Oh, we remember, Kylie. "I'm not sure if you remember, but several years ago, by several, 2017, I called in and aired a grievance on myself for hurting a man named Cody. He was listening, apparently, and called in too. Long story short, the airing of the grievances segment brought us back together. It was May 26, 2017, when I made the phone call. We ended up getting back together and became official on January 12, 2019, and we've been together ever since. We were married 1 year ago today, and my mother-in-law actually played the clip from the day we called in May of 2017. We have also just welcomed a beautiful baby boy together on July 18th of this year. I am not sure if you and Scott would be able to, but our first year anniversary theme is paper. Since it was your show that brought us back together, I wasn't sure if you would be able to take a funny photo and then sign in and email it. We'll definitely take care of that. But Kylie joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate everything that you guys have done, reaching back out to me and getting our story on the air, because like that email said, you guys definitely played a part in allowing me to get my grievance out there, letting Cody hear it. And Scott, you actually played Let's Get It On for us and kind of helped with that aspect. We probably would have made it our wedding song, but the great-grandparents probably wouldn't have approved, so we couldn't go with it.
Kylie, when you aired that grievance on yourself for hurting a man named Cody, he then called in, and how long after that did you two connect, and under what circumstances? Like, did he have your phone number?
We actually worked together, and he played hard to get. I mean, he made me work for it. And when I say work for it, I had to work for it every day at work.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah. No, it was kind of one of those things. I think I caught him off guard. He does not get shy or bashful or, you know, put on the spot about anything. But I think that that kind of caught him off guard whenever I did call in. So I think it probably took him a little while too to be like, oh man, yeah, she really meant it. It's kind of one of those things like, if I were in his shoes, I probably would have been the same way.
I'm assuming you because you confessed during the airing of the grievances that you had hurt him. I would assume that he probably had, you had some trust to build back with him then, I would assume.
Yes. Yep. And that's exactly what it was. And we've been best friends first and foremost. And, I think that, like, it's cliche. I think that's what builds the best of relationships is always having that friendship foundation first, because we always remember first and foremost, we're friends. We can talk about anything and, we get through everything, and it's we've been married a year, and unfortunately, I think it's been harder on him with my pregnancy hormones and everything else inside that year.
1 year today, and I just absolutely love this. You welcomed a beautiful baby boy in July. He's feeling a little under the weather now, and he was in an ICU baby, but he is now thriving and doing great, Kylie, and we're so happy for you and your family.
Thank you so much. And again, I appreciate everything. Thank you so much for reaching back out to me.
Well, will you pass along to Cody one thing? I'm looking at one of your wedding photos, and you're a beautiful bride, by the way. But
thank you.
I'm a huge sucker for good men's fashion. His burnt orange vest and tie
Fire.
Are stunning.
We actually have Converse in those colors, too.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, oh, okay, Sam.
Is this the song you really wanted, Kylie?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, baby.
Happy anniversary to you both. We just absolutely love the story and wanted to share it with everybody else. I just love it. It makes me so happy.
Thank you so much. You guys have a fantastic evening. Go Royals and go Chiefs.
Amen. Go Royals, go Chiefs.
Amen.
Go get it on.
Go get it on, Kylie. Treat him like a man. Well, that's what they did do, and now we've got a...
Now we got a baby.
Baby running around.
It's the Denon Parks baby.
Well, that's sweet.
I remember telling our boss, nice. I go, we made a baby. Didn't your other employees make a baby? I mean, we made a baby. Our show made a baby. We made a baby.
All right. Okay.
Call him the Dayton Parks baby. I love that baby.
Speaking of football, because she mentioned the Chiefs, Patriots captain Jabril Peppers was arrested over the weekend on assault, strangulation, and other charges. You guys hear about this?
So bad.
With police saying that Peppers attacked a girlfriend after she received a phone call while they were in bed together. Peppers, who is 29, appeared in court earlier today. Not guilty pleas entered on his behalf, which included assault and battery, possession of a Class B substance believed to be cocaine. This is not going to go well.
What happens if there's not a conviction, obviously. Charges are probably pending if they haven't happened already. What happens in the interim? You know, the NFL started out, you know, horribly when it came to issues of domestic violence. And now they say there's this zero tolerance policy. Mm-hmm. Is he benched? Like, how does this work?
It would be my guess that the team will probably bench him first. You don't need a conviction to suspend a player. Isn't that right, Sam? I don't think you need a conviction.
That is correct.
Yeah. And so the NFL will do probably their own and very quick review of the case and determine whether or not he's going to be playing football for a while.
If I remember correctly, Von Miller was suspended for a game or two.
Mm-hmm.
And those were allegations.
Well, and that's what these are. These are just allegations.
Right.
But you know, when police claim that he tried to strangle his girlfriend, and when police claim that they found what they believe to be cocaine in his house, that is not going to go over well with the NFL at all. And I would be surprised if he's not suspended within the week.
Chiefs tonight, Royals tonight. I have a question when we get back, because we don't have any of the catching the ball players right now because they're all injured. They just dropping like dominoes, the people that catch the ball. What does that mean? And do we get a new person to catch the ball now?
Well, you can.
Because the rumors all
Devontae
over this
Adams,
last week.
Devontae Adams wants out of Las Vegas.
Why would we not get Tyreek back?
Well, he has to want to come back, and the Miami Dolphins have to be willing to part with him.
Their quarterback is not going to be playing. Right.
But
they're down a throwing person. We're down a bunch of catching people.
Correct.
Tyreek would have to take a massive pay cut and move away from his entire family because he's from Miami.
And he has said things about the Chiefs and even Patrick Mahomes that I think would be tough to rewrite, so to speak.
Really?
I think after he left, there were some barbs thrown.
Yeah.
So you do not see that happening.
Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
No. I don't even see.
We don't have the cap space.
Yeah, the Chiefs only have $4.5 million of cap space.
Think about it. We have lost Hollywood Brown, correct? Mm-hmm. Rashee Rice.
Yeah, probably for this season.
Who was the one that was injured prior? Pacheco tried to bet on him. FYI, you can't.
He's on IR, yes.
Yeah, FanDuel does not have that line.
We have Xavier Worthy.
We do have Xavier Worthy.
And Travis Kelce.
Okay.
And, yeah, and Juju Smith.
We still have three tight ends who are putting in work.
All right.
913-586. 7798 586 7798 here on Dana and Parks. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.